This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As abortion-friendly groups are raising funds to offer abortion to hurricane victims, and as Irma bears down on other parts of the U.S., pregnancy support groups in the path of Hurricane Harvey are working to support expectant moms. One worker, Meredith Phillips of Lifehouse in Houston, says displacing stress by meeting the need for expectant moms to rest physically and emotionally, even when faced with destroyed homes, is critical. Catholic men are answering the needs of hurricane victims. The Knights of Columbus, who recently announced a goal of blanketing the country with 1,000 ultrasound machines to help pregnant moms, is also perhaps among the most reliable of relief agencies accepting donations for these disasters. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other headlines, Obamacare advertising is being cut 90%. Some consider the huge amounts of advertising by such government programs a form of media corporate welfare. The Texas law banning dismemberment abortions has been put on hold by a federal judge in Austin, and pro-life advocates in Michigan say it is easy to show abortion as racist when half the babies killed in abortion come from 14% of Michigan residents who are black. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.